There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 5 of the tabernacle, the sacrifice. David Levi once said, "Just as it was impossible for the Israelites to come into God's presence without sacrificing at the brazen altar, so it is impossible today for people to come into the presence of God except by the ministry of the cross." Today's scripture, Leviticus 1, verses 1 through 9. "The Lord called Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting, saying, 'Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when any one of you brings an offering to the Lord, you shall bring your offering of livestock from the herd or from the flock. If his offering is a burnt offering from the herd, he shall offer a male without blemish. He shall bring it to the entrance of the tent of meeting that he may be accepted before the Lord. He shall lay his hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. Then he shall kill the bull before the Lord, and Aaron's sons, the priest, shall bring the blood and throw the blood against the sides of the altar that is at the entrance of the tent of meeting. Then he shall flay the burnt offering and cut it into pieces, and the sons of Aaron the priest shall put fire on the altar and arrange wood on the fire. And Aaron's sons, the priest, shall arrange the pieces, the head and the fat, on the wood that is on the fire of the altar. But its entrails and its legs he shall wash with water, and the priest shall burn all of it on the altar as a burnt offering, a food offering, with a pleasing aroma to the Lord." The Old Testament's sacrificial system was a means of grace by which fallen humanity could be rightfully restored in their relationship with God. 5 main Old Testament sacrifices were given to Israel so that they could have a relationship with God: burnt, grain, peace, sin, and guilt offerings. The burnt offering was offered at the bronze altar. Its main purpose was to express devotion to God and seek atonement for sins. Imagine you lived in Old Testament times and sought to worship God and find atonement for your sins at the tabernacle. As you approached the tabernacle to worship God, the first thing you would notice was that you cannot enter God's presence without bringing something with you. In other words, you couldn't approach God empty-handed. You had to get a sacrifice that met the requirements found in Leviticus chapter 1. You must bring an offering from your livestock. If you were too poor to have livestock, you would bring a bird. You can see Leviticus 1:14. Therefore, nobody was too poor to bring something to the Lord. If you brought something from your herd, it had to be a male without blemish. Why would God require the sacrifice to be a male without blemish? Well, there are 2 main reasons. First, if God is first in our lives, we should give him our best. Second, and most importantly, this sacrifice would point to a final sacrifice for our sins in the person of Jesus Christ, the one without spot or blemish. Imagine how apprehensive and uneasy you would feel as you brought your sacrifice to the priest for inspection. The priest would examine your animal for sacrifice to check for flaws. This examination would remind you to assess your sin before you approached God. This process would also teach you that God could take your sins and forgive them through an animal substitute that was without flaw. When John the Baptist later declared Jesus was the Lamb of God who had come to take away the sins of the world, those who came out of the Old Testament sacrificial system would have understood the analogy of a perfect sacrifice required for forgiveness. Therefore, the sacrifice on the bronze altar conveys to every believer what is necessary to enter God's presence: perfection. At the conclusion of God's instructions for the consecration of priests recorded in Exodus 29, we find an additional link between the burnt offering and God's desire to meet with us. From 29 verses 42 and 43, "It shall be a regular burnt offering throughout your generations at the entrance of the tent of meeting before the Lord, where I will meet with you, to speak to you there. There I will meet with the people of Israel, and it shall be sanctified by my glory." Notice that the tabernacle is also known as the tent of meeting, signifying that the purpose of the tabernacle was to provide a place and procedure for God to meet with his people. The sacrifice for the burnt offering would bring people into God's presence for generations. When the proper sacrifice was presented to the priest and that sacrifice was slain, it opened the door for God to meet. It provided a pathway for God to forgive. That sacrifice on the altar brought people to God and pointed to the ultimate future sacrifice of his son. Some questions to consider. Why do you think God required his people to bring a sacrifice? What does the requirement of a male without blemish teach you about preparing to worship God? How does your approach to worship compare to an Israelite bringing a sacrifice to the tabernacle? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.